Sean, how do you sum all that up tonight?
I said to the lads after, it was a nearly performance. There was lots of good general play. There was lots of good possession. There was some good forward thinking play, some good chances created. But it didn't quite have that edge to it that we have when we're free-flowing. And there was a number of changes. We have to make sure players are fully fit. The only way of getting them fully fit is to play them. And we wanted to use this game for that. But I make it quite clear, you know what I think about winning. I desire it. I want it. So I'm not happy with the result, but not madly concerned with the performance because there was a lot of good things.
What have you learnt then from those changes that you made?
Well, only that players still need fitness. They need to sharpen. Some through no fault of their own because of injury, of course. And some just coming into the club and getting a feel of the group. But as I suggested, we controlled the game. That was quite obvious. I've seen the stats. We controlled that side of things. Dealt with their 4-5-1 and all the long ammo that they throw at it. And then dealt with that pretty much all night. And other than that, it was kind of one of their marginal games where we've edged it on the feel of the game, but we haven't got that clinical moment when we've took the lead. Because I think if you take the lead in them games, they have to come out. We experienced it many times last season when teams come and kind of do a version of parking the bus. I remember Brighton doing it, and these did it last year as well. It's one of them things, and it is a challenge. It's unlikely that teams come here and play the same way in the Premier League. I wouldn't imagine that. So like I say, it was a nearly night for us. Some good signs from some individuals. Some still need work and need to sharpen and get fitter. It's a nearly one. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, how we haven't had a penalty tonight. I mean, we can't. It's impossible to not mention it. It is impossible that we never had a penalty tonight. There was four incidents I've seen, all four, and three out of them. I'm very surprised, let's put it that way.
Stephen Warden at left-back tonight, how do you think he did?
Yeah, steady. I mean, he hasn't played a lot of football over the summer. People will know that there was a strangeness at Wolves and there was a few players who they wanted to refresh and move forward. He had a good season with Brighton last year. He'll have got fitter. You know, it's important that real game finish. It is a real game tonight. And, yeah, I thought he was steady.
You took David Jones off. Is he okay?
He's got a knock, and as has Dean Marnie, so we've got to make sure they settle down. We haven't got much in there, as we know. We are getting on with that and trying to get the stuff in. So the market's unforgiving, but we will get there.
Let's go on to that. Obviously, I mean, fans have been in touch with concerns about transfers. How near are you to bringing some extra bodies in, do you think, Sean?
The only concern is the reality of the market. The market is at an all-time high. It's quite obvious. You've seen people moving. And as the club, you know, we've got certain financial guidelines that we've got to work to, and they're difficult. It's difficult to work within. It's because we're going into the Premier League. You've seen the spending power of the real deal with Man United today. We can't get anywhere near that. And it is challenging. It's simple as that. We've been into a few, and then there's not just us into them players, of course. There's Championship players who've kept players because they're giving them bigger contracts than we can give them. It's just the reality of being Burnley Football Club and going into this new world.
Are you finding it tougher to buy players now than 12 months ago?
Weirdly, yes, because the market's changed radically. If you look at Charlie Austin's price last season, and then you look at what it would be now in the current market, and you look at the reality of the current market, massively different market in 1 year. And I think it's taken most of the... I was saying the other day, actually, that the base started with McCormack's deal from Championship side to Championship side at that level of the market. Everyone then raises their expectations. And I said it all along, it's like selling your house. If the bloke down the road gets 50 grand more, then you suddenly presuppose that yours is worth a minimum of 50 grand, if not more than that. It's similar in the football market. They all kind of get guidelines from other players moving. We are Premier League now, so people, you were going for any player, trust me, the value goes up radically than what it was a year ago or what it was even a few months ago when we were in the Championship.
With that in mind, is it almost certainly going to be a kind of almost down to Monday late on before you get some deals off the line?
Well, we'll see. There's a couple of situations we thought we had, and bigger people come in than us and throw way more money at it. And, you know, that's the market we're in. It's very challenging. There's only a certain pool of players in our market. You know, it is a tough one. There's no two ways about it.
And just in terms of general injury front, you mentioned Dean and David. Everybody else okay?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been over there to see the physios. I've come straight over here, of course. But, I think Dave, we're hoping nothing too serious. Dino, we took a precaution with. And that's it so far. But I'll find out more tomorrow morning. But everyone's okay, I think.
And relishing Saturday, no doubt.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you know, we were just saying that the reality is we want this market. Everyone wanted it. we know the challenge. We're not naive. None of us, our fans are not naive. All of us know that we're walking into every game, arguably being underdogs. Everyone knows that. But we all want it. We're thirsty for it. We want them challenges. We want to play these big teams and these big guns. I mean, I was at Man City last night against Liverpool. You know, what you're seeing is an incredible amount of talent on a football pitch, massive stadium, et cetera, et cetera. But we all want a piece of it. We all want it last year. We still want it now. So the challenge is to learn quickly, adjust, get players in when we can, and go hard, as we always do.